Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Praise the Lord. I mean, we'll read some more. I want to speak to you about only vagabonds suffer. You should have added to it, wala, 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 wala. Only vagabonds suffer. Please take your seat. The scripture under consideration is one of the realistic stories, if you like, call it a parable that Jesus told unto the people of his time, that a certain man had two sons. And here the man here is a father that is representing his children. Yes, symbolically you can see that this father is representation of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he had two sons, one of them older son, the other younger son. The scripture now talks about the younger one who came to the father and demanded of the portion of the goods of the father that belonged to him by right as a or by privilege, let's say, by privilege as a son. Long and short is that he took it, went to a far country, blew it with riotous living, and returned back when he came to his senses to his father. So for a moment, this son, unprovoked, decided that he wanted to be without the covering of his father. He wanted to stay outside the shelter provided by the father, outside the confines of the provisions of food, clothing, and all kind of comfort and service rendered to him in the conducive atmosphere that had been created by the father. He wanted to have a life of his own. So he took his portion and left the territory of the father. He left the terrain of the father entirely to go and start his own life. And I believe strongly that this message is of great importance, because in our month of loyalty, one of the things that we want to establish is the fact that you and I need to be dedicated to the Lord. You and I need to stay connected to the Father. And you and I need to see the privilege of serving the Father and being under the covering, the direction, the guidance, and the protection of our Heavenly Father. If you are here, say, "I am here." Now, If you consider the story very carefully, you'll find out that it is a divine determination for every child to spend from the father's account. So this young son was bold enough, knowing that it's a privilege. It's also determined by societal laws that if you were a son, if you were a child, you should be able to spend from the account of your father. Paul, talking about this, said that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. So we spend on the father's account. We spend on the account of our father. So verse 12, every son has entitlement or portions in their father's possessions. If you are a true son of God, if you are a true child of God, you don't only have portions, but you also have entitlement. That's why you can go to God and request, petition, ask him to give you things because you are his son. Are you here? In John chapter 1, Bible says that as many as received him, to them gave he power. That power to become the son of God also connects you to everything that is at the disposal of God. And you can, as a right and an entitlement, you can, like this younger son, make demands on the portions that are with the father that are reserved in your name. So fathers live for the grace to secure portions for true sons. What did I say? It's the duty and the grace of fathers to secure portions for those who are true sons. I mean, some of us did not grow in a home that we can call like mom and dad were there, or even dad was there and all of that. But whether dad was there or mom was there, as rich or poor as they possibly may have been, you could see that as a child, it was not your responsibility to fend for yourself. It was always, and it has always been, the responsibility of parents to secure provisions, shelter, clothing for their sons and daughters. True or false? Yeah. So normally when I'm talking to my kids, I tell them that yours is to learn. Ours is to provide every material and the conducive environment for you to learn. You don't go to hawk on the street. I was very, very young at age. Before 10 years, I was already selling dried fish. You know, when my mom died also, I went to stay with my stepmother, who sold Medisoft and matches to get something to eat. You know, we went to go and cook with some mommy watcher there to get something to eat. But really, in a normative home, it is not the duty of children to work for what they eat, or to work for what they wear, and to work for where they sleep. It is the grace that is upon the father, the competences, the skills, the abilities of the father, is what secures all these portions for true sons. Say, I'm a true son of God. Now, one of the things that can make you miss provisions that are already stored with the father is lack of patience. So the lack of patience to continue to flourish under the covering of the father is a major cause for destiny frustration and truncation. If you like, call it destiny collapse. Two sons are there. I would think that if anyone were to ask for anything from the father in sequence, it should be the older one. But this, I trust my leg boy. He came from the back and asked of the father, give me my portion. Give me my portion. Now, if you read the scripture, you'll find out that the older brother was the one who was even mostly working on the farms and should have come forth. But, Charlie, lack of patience. When you are working with the Lord, everything is already secured by God. It's already there. It's provision that has already been secured. One of the things that can make you miss what is already secured in the Lord is lack of patience. So the Bible says that follow them who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. Anytime there must be some kind of obtaining acquisition, achievement, securing what has been promised us in redemption, faith must go hand in hand with patience. Now, without patience, you stand a great chance of aborting the plan. You may be abortive, but it doesn't really... You see, when God gives you, no matter how much God gives you, God is not going to be poor. Nothing will be exhaustive because God gave you. Because God has got inexhaustible reservoir of materials. But out of lack of patience, you can go off track. You can go off the path. You can misalign yourself with the will of God and miss what God has reserved for you. You know, if you are here, say, I'm here. So I see that this young son, it operates like some of us operate in this generation. Everything is high road, high speed. Even when we are driving, when they say 30, 20, da da da, we are doing overtaking. Everything is quick. You know, we have to do betting to hit. One man of God went to preach in East Africa, and he called a brother. He said that God says he's going to make you rich in less than 1 year. And the brother said, really? He said, yeah. And he said, how? And then the man of God said, God says, I should tell you that. Stop betting. Stop betting. Anything that is addictive is dangerous to your health. Stop betting and you'll be rich in less than 1 year. Not knowing that the brother was he had a company doing very well. But you know, as usual, it's hard to see anybody who betted and sustained their prosperity. Not knowing all the profit he was making, he was just investing it into betting. He will win some, he will lose a lot. And you know, it's like there is some winning something inside him. He kept pushing. That's how he never saw his money. So when the word came and he stopped the betting, in less than a year, he was running in the millions of dollars. The company, not knowing the company, was doing very well. It was making like 20,000-30,000 a month, you know, profit. He just was plowing back and scaling up. In less than a year, he was in the millions. Betting can be the reason why you are poor. Have I said something is a sin or not? It can be the reason why the substance God has given you, the life God has given you, you won't see the front and back of it. Because betting is a waster. If you go to Las Vegas, a lot of rich people waste their lives there because of gamble, because of betting. The fact that a lot of advert is on TV that bet responsibly. You cannot drink responsibly. You cannot bet responsibly. You cannot sex responsibly. Once you are out of order, you want to recover what you lost and you'll be going into deeper waters. I saw my father drink all the money out of our house with alcohol. He drank all. My brother is here. He drank all his retirement package they gave him. He drank it. He womanized it. Women collected. Hey. Alcohol collected. Lack of patience. You are a young man and you made money. Now you want to marry a second wife. Why do you have so these kinds of dreams? Why do you have them? Make money now. You have opened an alcoholic bar in your house. What they coin? Best sell with kidney will live out. Tell somebody, have patience. Have patience. I'm not hearing you at all. Tell somebody, the marriage will come. The children will come. The prosperity will come. Your portion is already there. But have patience. You know, so trying to be sustained by your own effort. He said, give me my portion And then when he was giving, look at verse 12, and the younger of them said, Father, give me my portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his portion. Next verse 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Riotous. So not many days after means that this guy couldn't wait. Yeah. After he was given the portion, he couldn't wait to leave the house of the father. Now, menenwanka, I will stay rent free, utility bills free, food free, because nobody is driving you away. Even though you have collected your portion, no one is driving you away from your father's house. And sometimes this is what happens. You serve the Lord, God blesses you, and you leave his covering. God blesses you, and you say, now I want to just be on my own. Independence living, without proper structures, without understanding of what brought you where you are, and what it would take to sustain you where you are going, is the reason why you'll be wasted. Independent living is not independent, you know. If there is no sustenance, not many days, not even weeks. So there are people who are with God. When the transaction is done, Otilo, once I get a job, you won't find me again. Once I get a marriage, you're not going to find me again. Once I get a kid, once I get the money, once I get a visa, oh my God. Once I get the visa no way. Once I get the visa, away. You see, all these things we are getting, they are not bad. But you can't live with your father from a transactionary kind of living. I collect, I live. I get, I live. So that you can see that there is a dimension where God blesses people and they are no longer with God. This guy, his body was in the house, but his heart was in a far country. I'm preaching this message, yo. I'm preaching. Question is that if you get what you are asking God for, will your heart still be for God? The portions that you have been asking God for, if you got them, will you still be humble? Will you still be fully reliant upon the Father? Or you feel like, now that you need B&O, between thought, build your dream. Do you know build your dream? BYD. Sister Biwe, nina yentobi mawati. Now that you can buy it, now that you can build your own house, God told them in Deuteronomy, so when you have eaten and you are full in the land that I am taking you to, do not forget that I am the Lord that gives you power to make wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. Because God knows that people normally forget their source. And when you forget your source, you cut yourself from your resources. It doesn't matter what you have now. Once you discount the source, no more resources will flow. Tell somebody, your source will determine your resources. So there are people who have now, but they are not, it's not guaranteed that they will have tomorrow. Because staying connected with the source is what continually supplies the resources required for your beauty, for your glorification, for your prosperity, for your peace. And when we go into this test, I'm not sure we will finish all today, but the point is that, you know, whatever God blesses you with is best sustained by God himself. And so we can't take from God and serve the devil with. We can't take from God and serve our world. Take from God and serve yourself. Anything you take from God is best sustained when you are still with God. It gives you marriage. It will be best sustained with God. Gives you children. Best sustained with God and in church. People are taking their spouses from church. You are angry that your spouse is still in church. Your best chance is that your spouse is in church. Your best chance is that your children are in church. I have pastored a lot of bishops' children. I'm telling you, some of them bad, bad. Not bad because their parents didn't try to raise them well. Some of them are angels at home and demons outside. Very creative sinners. But just imagine if these bishops or pastors took their children out of church. How would some of them have met some of us, whom by the grace of God, based on maybe our position in their life, were able to bring them back? I remember one bishop, the son was coming to UCC those days. I'd finished UCC, I think so, yeah. And then the father said, the father and the mother, they said, please, they didn't take the son to school. They brought the son to my house. So I'm the one who took the son to school. He's now a reverend. But when he was coming, the parents were so worried because he was the pop star of the house. Very hard to control. By the time he did one semester and went home, he was the one leading morning devotion in the house. I'm just saying, you don't have a chance when you disconnect with the father. Even because, you see, I mean, from old, we know that children were raised communally. Communal fathers, uncles, aunties, we are in gated communities and gated houses. And when even teachers came, children, you can go to school and fight them. Before, somebody would carry the child to school that would Jimmy with you and teach a man a tree, mommy. But these days, they will raise human rights, child rights, all manner of things. Maybe there are good parts of it and all of that. But the point I'm saying is that there is nothing like a perfect parent. You can do your best, but you can't have control over the result. Because there are now more variables that a child is exposed to in their growth that determine how they turn out beyond what you are doing. So you can sow the seed, but as it were, some other people may be watering it, and God is the one who brings the increase. Now, woe unto you when your own seed doesn't blossom. Golden baby, don't come and cry here. So, the way you talk about God in your house, when you are angry, when you are not happy in church, all these things, they are going into the data consumption of the spirit of your children. By the time you know, your children grow up and they hate anything church, because in their mind, church is what has punished their mother. Church is what has made their father what it is. They are not happy. They are blah, blah, blah. The way you talk about pastors in your home, church, tithe, offering. And I found out that people who don't give, they are the ones who talk most about these things in their house. If you see real givers, they give from the place of privilege. They don't even talk about it. They encourage people to give. Omo, people are giving to things. Oh, people are giving to things. Some of the wild, wild parties you see in town, which has high level of immorality, high level of corruption, they are sponsored by people. You go and drink free. Somebody has paid for it. When last did anybody sponsor any major thing in church? It's our own collection, small, small, we put together to do. And yet, whatever hospital does, sometimes by the grace of God, church does. Whatever government does, look at missionary schools, all of that. But when you are not happy, you just forget that you are under the covering of the Father. You just carry your substance to a far country. Far country has nothing for you. Far country will punish you. Far country will give you, it's a leveler. It will show you that you are better off with the Father than with yourself. And you know, sometimes when God starts blessing us, we begin to feel like we have legs. Please, watch if you get legs. Just watch. Touch yourself. Do I have legs? It's like my own strength can now handle me. Now that I am wise, you know.
Before you used to be under the covering of the, I bring my business under God's covering. My marriage under God's covering. My children. Now, no. You understand the market. So, I'll place my trade like this. I'll do like this. I'll do like this. I'll do. Obeshipe. Obeshipe. It is God. Proverbs 10:22 says that. It says that. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow. We have to stay under the covering of the Father. Praise the Lord. Nothing should make you fly out. Not many days. Put that scripture there. Not many days after he had received, he gathered all together and took his journey. I can't hear you at all. Why are you quiet? Are you feeling cold? Bisobisa wo coin, wo coin. Tell somebody, one wife is okay. Where are you going with another wife? Where are you going? This one that I'm talking about, it means that it's a dream in somebody's heart. What a bad dream to have. You, one person, you want to marry two women. Who's wrong? He all together and took his journey. People take off when God blesses them. May you not be one of those people in Jesus' name. Come on now, come on now, come on now, come on now, come on now. You see, all these things, they don't look like they are bad. But that is why spiritual things are spiritually discerned. If you got it under the covering of the Father, you have to grow it under the covering of the Father. That one should enter our heart. There is no time as a Christian that you should take your business outside the ambit of God's covering. No time. Whether relationship or material business, or because if you are dealing with client, not every client is normal. The market is not a normal place. So, why are you coming on your own? And you are not a match for the devil. None of us here is a match for Satan. The only reason why we keep winning is because Christ won for us. Are you here with me at all? If you were left alone, you won't chop 1 second and cry. You'll be shh, like that. One pastor who was doing so well, very genuine, he got a visa, went to one European country. He started prophetic. He was doing well here. Da, 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 da. Pressure. So many people start with God, they end with the devil. Far country. They drew no buffer, and so after a while, and he started drinking. He wanted to dispose of the drew. The wife said, for where? This is what has brought us bread. He will not dispose. The man said, I tire. I won't. The wife said, for where? You are not sending it. Oh, this is what we eat from. This is a supportive wife. Now this man drank all his life out. Then they brought him to Ghana. They brought him straight to Cape Coast. He didn't go to the city where he was before. So we're doing a miracle service when they brought him. I saw him. I said, hey, you used to be a prophet. You're a fetish priest now. And they drew no bone damn who bought them clean. And yami humo bro na yani and tiasinka women see a mom bought them clean, pow. But God is God. I'm not God. If I were God, oh boy. But that's why God is God. That's why no one should play God. But them clean. While Buse, Urban Muse, the entities were following him. Say, hey, I know what you draw the yeah, sorry. And I'll bow for son. Deliverance, deliverance before he regained himself. Stayed with us small. The wife got mad. It's like the money generating altar has been scattered. Where I ask him. I don't know why you think devil can support you better than God. One lady, I went to buy from her shop.
I was buying some cream for a skin treatment at the time. And when I entered the shop and she gave me the cream and I was leaving, now God told me that she has used juju to tie down a white man. White man that God gave him as a husband. God, I don't understand. If you understand, fine. But me, I don't understand. God gave you the man first. Now you go and receive advice that for you to have the man God gave you, you must tie down the man. So he now used juju to tie the man well. Not knowing the juju has expiration. So when the juju now, I told her, I said, the juju you used to tie the man is about to expire. You are in trouble. Initially, she was doing Why will you say this to me? Me and her. I said, Obienia. You can lie to the whole world. You can't lie to God and you can't lie to me. I will tell you where the juju is in your house. I'm giving you 3 days. If you don't come out, you will see what will happen. Oh, this was Wednesday. Friday, my miracle service was through. Hey, sister, not to honor. Shemo, you too, you came some. Was say, when she closed, she came to see me and she said that the man said she should pack and leave the house. The man just woke up and asked her, who are you? He said, I'm your wife. He said, no, I don't know you. He said, we have 3 children. He said, me? Where are the children? Give me the children. You, out. He said, I don't know you. I don't remember. I married. White man, oh. So now the sister ran to church. Tell somebody, stay under the covering of the Father. Stay. I can't hear you at all. Tell somebody, stay. Stay. Worry, I hope it's all there. Worry, any free, I mean, sassy. I say, Christian brothers, we are boring. Christian, our area are boring. With open chilling, oh, chili, we are fridge. This I'm going to do series, so but I want to take my time. Should I take my time? Are you sure I should take my time? Oh, chill. We are fridge. We are chiller. Inside Christ, Nankasa, there is joy. There is what? There's joy. There is peace. There is protection. There are blessings that are enjoyed. He has given us all things freely to enjoy. When you look at someone like me, do you think my life is boring? You want to do acrobatics with your life. So he gathered all together. Hey, I know I'm 0 minus 1. Says, yay. It's medical -1. Gathered all together and took his journey to a far country and there wasted his substance with right. Let me just say this and then we'll come and continue this message. Please, every substance God gives you has been wired to function under a certain divine atmosphere. If it's a kingdom substance, it's been wired to function, and in that functionality, it's been wired to grow. It's been wired to be sustained under a certain divine arrangement, divine atmosphere, divine covering. Are you here with me at all? It's a soil. That atmosphere is a soil. And so if God gave you sugar cane, don't look for a sandy soil. He's arranged that this your sugar cane will function better in clay soil, that is maybe a waterlogged area. That is it. If you take it to a far country, sandy soil, wastage is what will start happening. There's a reason why when you buy a medicine, they will say, yeah, keep it refrigerated. Keep it in the fridge. Because it won't do well outside the fridge. Hello? Ice cream will not do well outside the fridge. True of us. So when God gives you a substance from the house and now you take it to a far country that doesn't have the temperature, the climatic variables of the house, the spiritual architecture, the spiritual infrastructure, the spiritual arrangement and engineering of the house by the Holy Ghost, please, how do you think you sustain it? How
How are you going to sustain your wealth, your intelligence, your marriage, your children outside in a far country? There's a reason why apples grow where they grow. Hello? Don't sleep on me. Don't sleep on me. Don't sleep on me. There's a reason why apples grow where they grow. They mostly will grow in temperate regions. True of us. Yes, our soil is fertile. Our soil is fertile. Not every fertile soil will grow everything. Climate is key. So, if God gives you under his climate, he's also created that infrastructure for whatever substance he's giving you to be sustained and then also to grow. If you take it to a far country, you'll find out that, Charlie, what it takes for that to grow and be sustained is lacking there. And that's why this guy started wasting what was given to him under the covering of the Father. Please, my counsel to you today, as we'll go deeper into this thing. And you know, sometimes when you leave the covering, you are left with righteous living. That simply means that me papa no can say a not wrong, but a not. I say not in a course of trade. A tear fashion. A course of trade. You will screw it, it will never be tight. All the teeth is gone. Can screw it from now till eternity, it will not tighten up because our course of trade. Righteous living. You will be surprised. Some of the, you know, when you are under a certain climate, the climate is itself is curative, it's therapeutic. That's why some people, when they have, like footballers, when they have certain injuries, they take them to warm temperature, or they take them to Dubai and the rest. They say they need a certain temperature to facilitate their healing. You'll be surprised, and when you leave the covering of the Lord, some of the things that Paul said that in Kamejimio, but the grace of God constrains me. There's a constraining hand sustaining you. And nama with foolishness name blozomo. It's a reason why you look at a sister and the Holy Ghost in your head will say, hey, yeah, showing him. Nothing new under the sun. Showing him na calling him. Are you here with me at all? It's a reason why when you there is nobody in politics who is more corrupt than those of us in church. We are all very dangerous animals. The reason why some people are doing without restraint and some people are restraining from doing is that there is a hand. You'll be surprised as I walk around, whoop, and my crutch and whoop, papa. Sir, whoop, prostitute, who prostitute now? I think they won't pay a more money prostitute to be. I think they're prostitute. Are you here with me at all? One time I was with a pastor and he said, Pastor, I want you to help me. I said, oh, why not? I'm your brother. He said, pray for me. He said, I tear for so. I'm telling you, he said, if I don't sleep with a prostitute, I can't be fine. I said, hey, I thought, say, okay, if I don't sleep with, but you have entered realms. He said, I'm telling you because I've seen that you don't do women, you don't do this, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he said, how? And I mean, so maybe someone say, how? Because I quite don't understand. Then he told me, he said, I've been watching your stream. You get women for your church. I said, really? I see them like trees. He said, hey, something can make come home. Can make come home. I said, hey, anyway, who that other? Into 1 pen 1 70. He goes for prostitute left, right, and I said, Master, you're a mompire, you're a mompire. I didn't know I had tear fast. This is money. And it was not so until God blessed him with money. Please, can you stand? Let's just try and close the service. Catch your visa. So stay under the umbrella of God. Stay under the Father. Don't be a vagabond. stubborn, rebellious. Stay. Oh, can you move to about five people? I want you to move from your seat. Move to about five people and tell them, stay with the Holy Ghost. Stay under the umbrella of God. Stay, no matter what, stay. He left to a far country that is trying to be sustained by his own effort, and that gave environmental forces the right to destroy his life. You know, and the far country simply means that the son was far from provision, protection, and promotion. We'll continue another time, but riotous living. Wasted. He just wait. May your destiny never be wasted. Amen. That amen is not strong at all. Amen. The preaching itself is the key. So I don't need to give you any key. This is the key. Stay with God. Stay under the cup. Look, sometimes sickness may come. Bible has already said it. Still stay with Jesus. Don't go to the shrine. Don't let them tell you that there's power in some leaves. Nya nya. Had a good time. What they call him? I fed him food na bon hobby. Wheat na bon hobby. Wow. Look at someone say, wow. Mumu bi mwa chichiri niyo mabi didamu puno suro. Very careful. This is riotous living. You are about to waste your destiny. It will expire. When you about to whine, Bible says when he came to his senses, you know, about to whine, I only break one did you. Yeah, you only go into righteous living means that another translation, he spent his substance with prostitutes. Wow. Look at someone say, wow. Staying in Jesus is the best life. Sometimes we try and war a ma. Well, when we gave birth one of our kids, the child was crying. There was a lamb, you know, crying. So they said we should go and call one old man. He has something he can help the child. When he came, now before he did this thing, he tapped the wall. Pa, I said, hey, Papa, what is the connection between what is inside the breast and you beating the wall like that? Oh, yeah, get out from here. Sir, dear no bens, one boba in one. And yet, you man, what do you mean? Free alcohol. Child that Jesus has given us. You are coming to tap wall. Now, say, oh, friend, mommy, what tell? Say, oh, friend, connect you. Say, oh, friend, yeah, who's wrong? If Jesus cannot help us, may we never be helped. Let us never be helped. Yes, unto me, ma wari, amen wari. Oh, ma ba, me nyaba, don't worry. Thank God that the Lord loves his own. And he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If God be for us, who goes on? Who goes on? If God be for us, who goes you? If God be for us. Too powerful. Adam, where are you? Girlfriend, be careful. Be very, very careful. I can't hear the way you are saying this thing. Tell somebody, take your portion and stay with the Father. Take your portion and stay with the Father. I want you to pray and thank the Lord for hearing something like this. Thank him. The congregation to lift your hands and thank him. We are going to pray for like 5 minutes, but thank him. Father, I thank you. Some of you have left the covering of the Father, but And I want you to pray to God, Lord, before my job was under your covering, my marriage, my life was under your covering. Now it's like I'm living for myself. I bring myself into divine alignment, realignment. I return. Bible says, return to the Lord and he shall return to you. Pray to God. Return, return, return. Tell the Lord, put your constraining arm upon me. Buamina antiam faso, mempese betia faso, manentem faso. Shekopata la baba. Let your restraining arm. Oh, Shekopata la baba kapata. Can you ask the Lord to help you? Oh yes, Lord, help me. Help me to stay with the blessing under your covering. Leboko shada ba, loyal to you. Onse sewo, Yesu. Sing it. I want to hear you. Come on.
To pray our last prayer, say, Father, I receive my portion with wisdom, spirituality, loyalty, dedication, commitment to you, Lord Jesus. One more time, say, Father, I receive my portion of your blessings with wisdom, with spirituality, with dedication, commitment, with
bring every household here under your covering. Oh, say amen. I bring spouses here under your covering. I bring children here under your covering. I bring siblings here under your covering. External relatives under your covering. Employees under your covering. I bring our businesses and our products and services under your covering. Father, we bring ourselves under your supernatural covering, your fatherly covering, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that as we stay with you, may the possession and the portion increase. We pray for protection, provision. We pray for glorification. May we have reasons to know and to experience the blessings that accrue to people when they stay under your covering. Let there be a clear distinction. We thank you.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.